false gospels and worldliness.
What makes it pagan?
What's make it pagan? Christmas is not ordained by God. Easter is not ordained by God. Good Friday is not ordained by God.
Originally pagan holidays, but didn't like the church was. I mean, that's what the church does.
No, the church isn't pagan.
Satan runs the church.
The church isn't pagan.
Andrew.
No. The church isn't pagan at all.
What do you guys do with the recordings? I mean, obviously you got the website or whatever.
What do we do with our recordings?
I have a question.
Here's what we do. We make video and we put them on our website and we'll mark this event so when people search this event, it's going to come up. It's going to come up and tell the truth about how it's evil and also it just preaches the gospel. No, we travel all over, sir. We're not from Ocala. We lift up Christ crucified, the shed blood of Jesus. By his shed blood, you have to repent, come out of the world, be born from above, and then you walk in holiness and you endure. That's how you're going to find eternal life. Jesus said, go, preach the gospel, make disciples.
Tell you what, take a gospel card, send me an email, you can ask the question. Send us an email, we'll answer it.
These are the people who told me I should be keeping Saturday Sabbath, which isn't true. So I don't know if I should believe what they say.
It's on the sign. It says ITS with no apostrophe.
Me too.
I'm not worried about grammar, ma'am. I'm worried about the truth of God. The truth of God says you got to repent and come out of the world. The churches are lying from the Roman Catholic. From the Roman Catholic all the way down, my website teaches the truth in the Word of God. But if you stay a friend of the world, you have no hope of eternal life to come. Loving our neighbor, telling the truth today, turn or you're going to burn. This